the God of the universe. He's in control of all things, but he's a God of relationship. Mm-hmm. He walks with us in the valley. He walks us through the valley, but he wants you to know him coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like pain and the trials that we have gone through has been God's invitation to know him more. And I think if you're in the middle of your pain, look up to God and say, God, I need you to take over. Mm-hmm. I can't do this mm-hmm. alone, and I can't do it on my own strength. And the minute we're like, okay, God, I can't do this anymore. I need you. He steps in and he does what we cannot do in human effort. God can do so much through our surrender, more than he can with our striving.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Dave Wilson.
And I'm Ann Wilson. You can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today.
Had two great days with the Navarros, and we got one more. Yeah. And this is the conclusion of their story. Actually, it's the conclusion of God's redemptive story, but now you get to hear how God's using them today and in the future and their legacy.
It's been so good. So I'm really excited for all of you to get to hear the last part.
If you missed the last 2 days, familylifetoday.com, go listen to our podcast there, but let's jump back in.
You guys, this is why it's good to tell your story or write your story or share your story, because you have these intersections where God just shows up big time.
Yeah.
Like really big, kind of miraculous.
I mean, yours are pretty bigger than most people.
But then you're raising kids and you're working and you're trying to make money. Mm-hmm. So that is life. God's intersecting us all the time, but we're still in the midst of the mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for you guys to not give up, because it'd just be so easy, even though God kept showing up.
Yeah.
It would have been easy just to be like, it's just too hard.
I think about this idea of we had history. Yeah. We had children.
Yeah.
I said sometimes we could be so blinded with our pain that
and
we
emotions.
Don't, and the emotions that we're like, I want to trade this in for a new car, but not realizing that we need a telescopic vision that sees more than what's in front of us. And there's a scripture, Psalm 73, where the psalmist is looking at everything around him. And he said, nothing made sense until he got into the sanctuary of God. Yep. And he was able to have a perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think God continued to give us sanctuary of God moments where we can see this is bigger than you guys. There's something here that the enemy is after. And
yes.
So we were able to fight. There's one point in our story where Tony had gone through a deep depression. He's, you know, recovering, and he tried taking his life.
Mm-hmm. Tony, was that after you broke your leg?
Yeah, that was me being at home,
take
isolated.
Us there.
Mine was running rampant with all types of stuff. I started taking a lot more of pain medicine and all that, and just feeling useless, feeling hopeless, feeling at the place again where like the value of Tony is gone, like it's depleted. Better off that I'm not here. But Lottie really, even in that moment when I tried taking my life, she said something. I told her, I feel like a Judas, like I just betrayed everyone, betrayed the Lord. And she's like, no, you're Peter, and God's not done with you. He's going to build on you. And it really started to have moments, like you just said, where you were like, God was still showing us, no, to keep going. And we wanted to make it work. I don't think we had the right plan for it to work. And the big picture, like Lamadi shares a lot about like having this telescopic and microscopic vision, but we didn't have the telescopic one. Like we didn't know how are we going to get there? How are we going to get that lens? And when we found those blueprints, I think we were able to put our efforts with the plan that we can start building right. You know, Paul talks about like you can build right on the right foundation, but you can still build with the wrong material, or you can build with the gold, silver, and stone. We were still building with like twigs and straw and wood and things that are perishable, right? But how do we build on the right stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we start building something that's going to last? And what's the bigger vision? And then even to know that our kids are a part of the big vision too. Mm-hmm. Like we get so stuck in like just us, but not realizing like those little ones are part of your vision. You're going to see them years from now, right? You want to be the home, the quiver that's full of them, right? And we wanted like a big family. So when we were at the I Still Do Conference, that's when we saw the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like, wow, there's legacy involved. The kids are involved. The reason why, Dad, you make these sacrifices is for this. The wife, how we have different roles, but still have the same value. I mean, how we surrender to the Lord, right? We submit to Him. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this was like, just, it was blowing my mind.
Because we felt like
I've never heard
like,
this stuff.
What?
Right?
Like, and so, this is the purpose?
Yeah, and we were growing individually. Like, she was growing in her relationship with God. I started growing in my relationship with the Lord. But we still couldn't figure out how to grow together.
Yeah.
Like, how to make this grow together. You know, leaving there is where we felt like, wow. After that's where I really just jumped on board. And with that, and I'm like, Lord, I'm all in, man. Like, I'm all in for this. And we're going to just slap this up. And even felt confident enough that I want to start leading because I was in a posture of like, however she feels is where we're going to, how the day's going to go. And I needed to start taking responsibility of leading more. And I'm like, no, this is what we're going to move in this direction. But at the same time, be empathetic and careful as to what was going on with her and understanding, owning up to her hurts that I did and the distrust. Mm. And I wanted to do whatever needed to do to get back to a place of trust. But that changed, that shifted something. That gave me purpose.
Cool.
That gave me clarity. From there, I think it's when we really started to see strides of consistency, right? That started to, we started having more wins than losses. And here, that's where we are today.
Lamari, take us back to when Tony's in depression, he becomes suicidal. What was going on in your head with that? Because it's when our spouse is really struggling with depression or any kind of suicidal ideation, I think we don't know what to do and we feel helpless.
For me, because I was still healing from my heartbreak, I didn't see he had slipped into a depression.
You couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it until I found him in that on that bathroom floor. And when I saw him there.
So you walked in the bathroom.
I walked in and I saw him there and I said, what are you doing? And he's crying and he says, I'm Judas. And God gave me words. And I said, you're not Judas, you're Peter. And Peter built God's church and he came back. And I looked at Tony, I could have knocked him down with my words. I could have destroyed the man that I love. But for the first time, I thought, I love this man. And as much as I can't stand him, I love him. And the enemy's a bully and he's trying to kill him. He's trying to destroy him. And I started to take my complaints to the Lord and stop taking them to Tony.
That's so good.
And a lot of prayer, a lot of journaling. And I saw God's hand. Tony was already riddled with guilt. I was just reminding him of the shame he felt. And so—
You're heaping it on.
I was just heaping it on. And that moment, seeing him there, almost losing him, God shifted me. And he said, no, we're not doing this anymore. You're gonna love him. You're gonna be who I've called you to be. And I need you to pray. Because there's more power in prayer than in your nagging and reminders.
Mm-hmm. Guys, talk about like a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
Tony, like God saved your life.
Yes.
Your kids know the story.
Yeah.
They know the story.
Yeah.
It, what's cool is we'll share our story and our kids are like our biggest advocates. They're like, you know what? You guys got to talk to my mom and dad. You got to hear their story. And they'll like send other couples to us. We've allowed our kids, and of course, age appropriately.
Right, right.
We,
How old are your kids now?
Some of them are in the 30s.
Yeah.
We
and,
have
and the
a
rest are in
20
their 20s.
And 20 year old and our youngest is 22.
So how many kids?
We have five adult kids, two grandbabies, married 28 years.
Yeah.
They love to hear our story. And what it is you allow them to peek in to the hand of God. You know, the Bible in Deuteronomy says, tell it to your children. Tell them, you know, pass it down. Put it on your doorpost. You put it on your gates. And I think we've been able to share with our kids that God has brought us from some stuff, you know. And so now to see our kids walking with the Lord, they love the Lord. They serve in different capacities. But it's not because we hid things from them. We didn't hide our junk. We told them we were a mess. We needed Jesus. And so they know that we really are a miracle. Yeah. A miracle.
You've changed your entire legacy.
Mm. Yeah.
Thinking about these two young kids in Chicago.
And the legacy that was handed to you ended.
Yeah.
The darkness stopped.
Yeah.
You know, before we continue, let me just say this to the listener. At Family Life, we really believe strong families can change the world. And when you become a Family Life partner, you help make that happen.
And I don't know if you realize this, but your monthly gift helps us equip marriages and families with biblical tools that they can count on.
Now, that's a pretty good deal. And we also want to send you exclusive updates, behind-the-scenes access, and an invitation to our private partner community, which is pretty cool. So join us and let's reach families and marriages together.
And you can go to familylifetoday.com and click the donate button to join today.
Now you're speaking Family Life. How'd that happen?
So at the church that we were serving at in Chicago, our pastors were part of the team, the speaking team. They called us. They said, hey, we put your names in for referral. You probably will be expecting a call soon or email. And so we did. We got a call. We said yes. And the first year, we got a chance to see like Bob Lapine and Dennis Rainey and Barbara, all the people that Crawford Le Ritz, all these people
you.
That kind of
that
impacted us.
Our lives.
And
yeah.
It's just, again, it's been like just a full circle moment from the Lord. But from the time that we went to our first I Still Do, we were kind of just slopping it up. We wanted to just help out every couple. We saw the value of marriages and the lack of resources for marriages. And so we were just doing that. And so even at our church that we were part of, just helping out the pastor there. And we're still doing that today. I mean, we're still mm-hmm. at the local church. We believe that that's where
yeah.
it really works out. And
life
we
change.
Love the local church. Yeah. We're always pushing people towards that. You said something earlier, and we were talking about how when I drifted, I was drifting away, it was even in the daily disciplines, right? And there's people that do that and still go into sin. But right. For me, it's not just like preventative. It's the fact that if I'm going to give life, I need life.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So reading from the word of life, right? Right. Mm-hmm. That's living. It's like, I need it because I know Tony.
Yeah.
I know where my mind goes.
Me
I know
too.
Where my heart goes. I know all that. And I need this. If I don't have this, I can't live. Like I can't survive. Mm-hmm. And so when it becomes like your everyday need for food, like you have to do it. It's been a great journey because we both get a chance to talk to each other daily about what God is showing you, you know, what's fresh, how's the word going. And that's been a big part of our marriage as well, to process those types of talks. But being able to share our story and being able to walk with couples, being able to see couples like rip up the papers of divorce on these weekends, or to just feel like they're closer than they were when they came in on Friday, I think it's just a testimony of the vision and the power of God in that, you know.
And it's interesting because when we got the phone call to be part of the Family Life speaker team, we were sitting in our office where we meet with couples because we like to say like we've been healed. And so healed people can be healers. Mm-hmm. And so we've been able to walk with couples, see couples go from, you know, one place to the next, to see them thriving. And when we got that call, we turn around and on our bookshelf is a small covenant where we signed it 2002, mm-hmm. a weekend to remember at the I Still Do. And we thought, wow, God, look at this full circle moment. Mm-hmm. And then we had another moment when we got to the hotel when we were about to speak and share on the sexual intimacy talk during our training. And we just got to the bedside and we got on our knees and we said, God, you're redeeming the very area where the enemy almost destroyed us. And now we're going out to the ballroom to tell people that there's hope. What a holy moment of seeing God redeem. We were able to go out there and share. And so many couples are impacted. Just the idea that you guys were there and you're here now, that we're a picture. If God can do it for us, he can do it for them.
Absolutely.
And we can see how God is getting the full glory out of this. And one of the things that we do, just like when I said we started our business, was from a window. We found it in the alleyway. That's a representation of us. We were like a window that was thrown out in the alley of our pain. We picked it up, we sanded it down, we painted it, we put on the window pane, I am my beloved and he is mine. And we put it over our bed on display, and that's how our business started. But that's the picture of who we were. We were in the alley of despair. God saw us tossed mm-hmm. out, and he picked us up, brought us home, sanded us down, painted us. And he wrote on the window pane of our hearts that they belong to me. And what he does is he puts us on display mm-hmm. so that true. People can see what he has done. And so that's really what we are. We're a display of his splendor, of his grace, of what he can do mm-hmm. when you just say, God, I need you.
It's so evident of the enemy's pursuit of you mm-hmm. and his destruction for your marriage. I don't think most of us are aware that there is an enemy mm-hmm. and it's not your spouse.
Yeah.
And he wants to kill, steal, and destroy your marriage, your legacy, your children. Couples that feel like, oh man, we're in that right now. We're so in the middle of it and we don't know what to do. How do we break free from that?
I think of a word that we, the Mighty shares this a lot. We talk about this with couples is, let's start with a fresh surrender. Mm. Because what happens is we start to take on things. I think we're gatherers by nature. I think we just gather all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Information, stuff we see, yeah. stuff we buy. We're just gatherers by nature. And I feel like there's a fresh surrender of acknowledging where you're at in your despair, acknowledging who God is and what he can do, right? Mm-hmm. And then submitting unto God's plan and his power. Because there's sometimes a place where, for me, still, it's like I can get into these stretches of my own strength.
We all can.
Yeah, and we all can do that, right? And it's like repenting of that and saying, Lord, I've been doing this on my own. Mm-hmm. You are King of Kings. I'm following your leading. Holy Spirit, I need your power to help me live this out. I think that's a great way to start with a fresh surrender, fresh dedication back to the Lord. And what's the next step?
That's good.
Because I think with couples that are right in it too, they're looking too far in both directions. And he's the lamp unto your feet. And so it's, what's the next step today? Mm-hmm. I can do, not my spouse can do, but that I can do to walk in obedience with you and to walk in the direction that's going to help our oneness versus keep pulling us in isolation, because we can't control our spouse, right? We can't control.
We've all tried. It doesn't work.
But it's really just, again, a fresh surrender for you and a fresh surrender of your spouse. And just doing what God tells you to do, or has for you to do that day, because it does take steps of obedience that you can see. Mm. You know, I just walked 3 miles, but man, getting on that treadmill, I feel like it's, I've been walking down here for hours, right? And I'm only getting like 1 mile, but it's like really the next step of obedience to keep moving in that direction. That's helped me. And still to this day where I'm looking at too many things, I'm like, what's my next step? What do I need to do today to help me?
I do that every morning when I wake up.
Yeah.
God, I resurrender today.
Yeah.
Give me your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your tongue. That has to become a habit, or else we just live according to our own desires and our flesh.
The God of the universe, he's in control of all things, and he can do anything he wants, but he's a God of relationship. Mm-hmm. He walks with us in the valley. He walks us through the valley, but he wants you to know him coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like pain and the trials that we have gone through has been God's invitation to know him more. And I think if you're in the middle of your pain, look up to God and say, God, I need you to take over. Mm-hmm. I can't do this mm-hmm. alone, and I can't do it on my own. He watches us trying and striving and fighting. And then he's like, okay, just ask me, just invite me in,
yeah.
tag me in, you know, and we're fighting him. And the minute we're like, okay, God, I can't do this anymore. I need you. He steps in and he does what we cannot do in human effort. God can do so much through our surrender, more than he can with our striving. And so what I've seen is surrender and trust the Lord. He's the God that can be trusted. Mm-hmm. And one thing we can say is that you're going to look back one day and you're going to see God's fingerprints all over mm-hmm. your life. Mm-hmm. And it's usually he moves the best when our fingerprints are not in it.
Yes.
And I've just seen God do exceedingly more than we could expect from him. But he is a God that wants to be invited in mm-hmm. to it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it alone. We need a community. We need a people who were in our corner fighting for us, who were praying for us. Friends that were telling me, Limari, go back in the fight and keep on fighting for your marriage. Mm. He needed men that told him, you know, go back in there and love her and don't give up. You know, we need community. If you just think about who are the circle of people surrounding your marriage like a force field. right? Because they can surround you through prayer, through just examples. If you don't have that, get that because you need that.
That's good. Yeah, I always say you need the power of God. You need the people of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You need both. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, all I need is the power of God. Yeah, that is true. But he's created us in such a way, you need a community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They need to be surrounded. And man, I just want to say this. I'm looking at the viewer now. And
well,
saying,
I have something I want to do too. Uh-oh. But go ahead, Dave. Do this first.
All I want to say is if you've lost hope, he's the God of resurrection. He resurrected this marriage. He can resurrect yours. And I know you're thinking, if my husband would just, or my wife, it's not about them. It's about you. And I would say get their book, Ruin to Renewal. It's in our, it's on our website, familylifetoday.com, in the show notes. Click it there. Yeah. Hey, here's what I'd say. Get it for you, but get 10 more.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know somebody that is lost hope. This book will help them find hope in Jesus.
Tony, I want you to turn just to Lamari and tell her what you love about her.
I don't want to say it in the, like, the spiritual answer, right? But the one thing that I could say I really love, respect and encouraged by is your fear of God. Is how much of a relationship that you have with him, that you're so obedient to what he has for you on a daily basis. You say things to me out of just respect and love, but I know that you fear him more than anything. Can I say more things?
Yeah.
I love how you do have an eye for beautiful things. I love your laugh. I love the fact that you change the room when you laugh. I love how intentional you are, that when we are together, the parts that I miss, that you always get to point those out, not at me, but like address those things. Like when we're talking to somebody or just in the moment. I love how you still have a tag on the heart of our kids. And that when I'm not realizing what's going on, you're like, no, there's something else happening. And that I love the fact that our kids like you. Like they love you, like their kids love to talk to you. And I'm grateful that you've established our relationship with them as well. And I thank you that you are patient with me and you allow me to figure things out and fail at the same time. And I thank you for that, that I have a safe place to be myself, to be transparent with you, and to be encouraged by you. I love you.
That's so good. Okay, Lamari.
He just filled up my love tank.
Oh. Is that much?
No, there's a lot. I love that you're tender to the Lord, that you hear from him, that you pray with me, that you call me now and you pray in the morning, that you ask me what is God showing you. I love that you're a wonderful, wonderful dad. And that you're a great grandpa. And I just think about our babies, you know, our little ones running through the house and how that could have been destroyed. I love that you're a chain breaker, that you fought to break chains. I love that you're a builder. I love what you said before is that you were a destroyer, but now you're a builder. That you build legacy, that you build homes, that you build tables, that you build anything that you put your heart to. And I love that you're a hard worker. I love that you believe in me and that you're always telling me to chase my dreams. So, and I love that you serve us like Christ served the church and loved the church. And so I love you.
I don't know the last time you as a listener have done that to your spouse, but it's a big deal because we take for granted sometimes one another and we see the greatness and we don't always say it. So just to see you guys do that and see where God's taken you from the very beginning of your story is miraculous. What a gift you've been to us.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
It's been a pleasure.
If there's a book I could make you buy, it would be this book,
Ruin to Renewal.
You can get it at familylifetoday.com. We've got a link for you in our show notes. Go buy it there. And as I said before, buy a bunch of them. This is not just for you. This is, God wants to use your marriage, and this is a tool. Their story is a tool for you and I to share with others. And it's going to lead them to Jesus. That's what's going to happen.
Family Life Today is a donor-supported ministry of Family Life, a crew ministry.
helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.